The red-tailed hawk will be set free at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest. Chester Leonard with the Southwest Virginia Wildlife Center says the bird was first found by a passerby.
It was laying down in the field, unable to fly, and they were able to capture it and bring it to us. And that was back in September of 23. Upon admission, we found it actually had two breaks in the wing, an area that usually doesn't heal well, if not at all.
Despite a grim prognosis, their team worked to heal the bird through bandaging, medication, and physical therapy.
Our veterinary team looked at it and said, you know, this has a very, very slim chance of making it. It was a very, very poor prognosis. However, we have a very dedicated and talented team. And after 6 months of a lot of intense work, we were able to get it back flying slowly in a controlled environment. And lo and behold, here we are.
The Southwest Virginia Wildlife Center is set to release the hawk today at 4, which they will live stream to celebrate Smith Mountain Lake Gives, a community giving day that helps nonprofits serve the Bedford area. The public is also invited to attend in person. Alex Torres, WFIR News.